growing with the sea. From the point you stand now, you oversee the Dutch coast. Waves from the North Sea come ashore here, and they bring with them sediments, sand and silt. And also the River Rhine could do that if it wasn't dammed here, with the Haringvliet Dam on your right hand. It's preventing this mighty river to free flowly into the sea and bring sediment. However, most sediment nowadays come from the sea, and also from artificial sand nourishments. And the interaction of waves, currents and biota, like algae and plants, they create sedimentation and land creation. Here, with low tide, you can oversee the sand and silt banks and the marshlands, which are freshly formed land. With rising sea levels because of climate change, this natural process must be maintained and stimulated. Firstly, to preserve these precious habitats and the nature that is dependent on it. But also to keep the land growing and to keep the flood risks low. And as already said, artificial sand nourishments are being applied therefore. And they will be scaled up so that the land keeps growing with the sea. For the dammed Haringvliet, which is a former sea arm, the same could apply. Because also there the water levels will rise and they will cause an increased flood risk. But restoring tide and current could restore the capacity of this ecosystem to grow with the sea again, and so it would deliver nature values and also water safety.